Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Machin, the Laws of Sales and the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme that we were discussing in the previous Perek regarding what are things that have Oina, that have this halacha of having overcharge or undercharge that requires some type of a compensation. And the Rambam gets halacha alf regarding how Oina applies to the laws of Chalipin, to that of exchange. Hamachlav of Kiyom Bekim, some exchanges vessels for other vessels, or behema behema, or animal for another animal, some type of a barter. Or I feel a machad b'shirayim, even if someone gives a needle for someone else's necklace, or a tol b'sus, or a lamb for someone else's horse. So then in lohoy noya. So then there's no halacha of price fraud. Shazel b'itza b'machad, yes b'shirayim, because this guy wants a needle more than he wants a necklace. And he knows that. So the price value differentiation is not relevant. Is exchanging produce for produce. Whether they evaluated before the sale, whether they evaluated after the sale, there is going to have the halacha of price for it because it's the same thing and therefore it's got to be equivalent. Halacha base. Someone buys with monies with a rough estimate. He's not measuring, he's not counting, he's not weighing. Could go in, for example, where he takes a scoop of money and he says to him, look, sell me your cow for these coins. Now, specifically, we use the terminology of like this, where he's saying it regarding a sale. If he said a terminology of chalipin, then they wouldn't have halacha v'ino, like by chalipin. But he says a terminology of selling, mechayli. So, afa pisha koin v'chalipin, although he acquires it with exchange, not literally exchange, because by coins you cannot make chalipin, but it means similar to an exchange, where he's not particular about the amount of the money. So, kona, the there is an acquisition. But he has to give back the Aina, Commissioner Brandler, like we explained this in the previous parak, according to the whatever the halachas are, accordingly, which category Aina falls into. Same the other way around. Let's say someone buys produce with an estimate. Beseller b'shtayim with the exact amount of money, one seller or two. Shakana, again, he acquires it. He has to give back the Aina. Now, regarding a homeowner that sells his own private utensils, because if not for the fact that they're increasing the price, they're giving him way more than a shtus more. The person doesn't usually sell their own things. You want to pay for my couch $5,000 when it's worth $500? Okay, fine, I'll sell it to you. And therefore, there's no law of Aina. Halacha Gimel continues regarding what if there's a stipulation on the Aina? If someone says to his friend, look, I'll go through with the sale as long as you don't have on me any of the halachas of price fraud. Yes, he does have the halacha b'ino. Now, but when we say this with stump, when it's unspecific, meaning he doesn't know how much is the price fraud, that he should be pardoning him for it. And the ain't talking about, and we have to say for sure this is still going to be a no, im omalib tells him, on the condition that there is no hino. Because shayishbe, there is oino. So you can't say on the condition that there isn't, there is. But if he's specific and he tells him exactly the amount that the overcharging, undercharging is going to be, then in lo hinah, then he does not have the halacha v'ino, shakol t'nai shabamam and kaim, because any stipulation when it comes to money is valid, because you could be moichel money, and therefore it's like he's being moichel, and that's okay. Halacha d'al kids or household. So moichel shem l'kech, if the seller says to the buyer, look, chavet zan shani noisim b'masayim, this object that I'm giving you for 200, yodan isha in the shavet l'man, I know, it's only worth 100. Definitely more than the 6, he's charging him double the amount. But I'm selling to you only in the condition that there's no law of ino on me. So, and he's specifying how much it is, the ain't loyal by not, then it's not going to have a law of price fraud. So, let's say the buyer says to the seller, look, this object I'm buying from you for 100, I know it's really worth 200. But I'm only buying it from you on the condition that there's no law by not. The ain't loyal by not, then there's no law by not because he's being meichletim. If someone does business with faith, in loy love anah, they're also not going to have a loch of anah. Kitzen also, if he says chayved zeh b'kach v'kach l'kach, he says, look, I'll be open, I'll be transparent with you. This object, it's for this and this amount that I bought it for. And kach v'kach and stack away, this and this amount is how much I'm going to make. So in loy love anah. So there's no haloch of anah with it because the guy originally was not relying on the actual value of the object, rather just on how much the price that this guy bought it for. And he's saying, he's being open, I bought it for this and this is what I'm selling it for. Now, haloch of vav continues regarding this about someone that is noisim noisim emunah. Now, if someone buys and gives, buys and sells with faithfulness, so you have to be all the way, through and through. So, let's say he buys many vessels or garments, with one sale, he bought a whole estate. So then, you got to be straight up one way or the other. So he can't the seller cannot go ahead and calculate the inferior stuff with faithfulness to say, in other words, oh, for the bad stuff, I'm going to tell you how much I paid. And that's how much I'm going to be charging more. But when it comes to the good stuff, oh, then he's not going to go based on what he paid. Then he's going to sell it for the actual value itself. No. Either everything with faithfulness, meaning how much you paid, that you're charging your price that over that, or each one with its actual value, because what you're going to be is you're going to be charging him more for the bad and more for the good. Because the good you're not going to do less than, because you didn't pay everything according to its value. So you and you, but the bad you're going to be charging him more because of what you're considering. You're separating the entire amount from each one individually that you can't do. Now, but when you could charge more for your fee, if you could add on the wages of the porters, the one who have to carry the items, the prices for the wages of the donkey drivers who have to import it, and also regarding the wages of your hotel stay, but his own wages, because the guy himself, the seller, is like a worker, he's also involved. In a way, that you cannot add on onto the purchase price. Rather, he specifies and he tells him, he says, meaning the wages that he's going to take is included, the meaning how much the what he's upping the price is going to include also his effort. And he says, look, what my profit margin is going to be this amount, that he could tell him. Also, another case that does not have a noah is hagoy in lo hinoah. A Gentile does not have the locha; he cannot claim from the Jew that he was price fraud, that he frauded him. Kashem says in the Pesukim Yikra, ish esachem, a man his brother. That's where the law of noah applies. Now, but the goy shoyin is yisrael. If a Gentile frauds the Jew, mach zohi noah b'din shalonu, then he has to return the fraud with our laws, because lo yizecham yisrael. The Gentile cannot be more severe than the Jew, where a Jew from another Jew could claim a noah for sure from the Gentile. Locha ches continues with other categories also that don't have a noah regarding real estate, slaves, documents, and hektish. Il dram shein manoah, these are the items that the one that frauds, the one who got frauded cannot claim that to get back the fraud. You have akakois, real estate, vavodim, slave, vashtars, documents, vakdashis, and when it comes to hektish. So afilim mocha shava el b'dinah, even if you sell something worth 1,000 for one dinner, or shava dinah b'elav, or something worth a dinner for 1,000, regarding these four categories, there's no ino. Because Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Oikonim yadam esach," or you bought from the hand of your friend, which is miyad, is dava nikim yad liyad. It has to be something that's purchased from hand to hand, which is a movable item, metalman. Yotzak, because that excludes real estate, which is not from hand to hand, and the yotzavim excludes slaves also. Shukshla occurs where in the pasuk where it says v'snachalta meisel of nechem, where you compare the slave to a nachla, which is compared to the laws of real estate, and the yotzashtaris also excludes documents, which the Gemara learns it out from the word mimker, which is something that's its actual sale, but it excludes documents from where the actual thing is not being sold. It's just like a proof, so that's not considered as something actually acquired. And amisachav, in the word your friend, is v'loy hektish, not include hektish, which is not your friend. So there the halachas of Enoah do not apply. Halachas is not the bedroom. When we say this, is ol b'mechir nechse atzmai, whereas when the person sells his own properties, not through an agent. But if the agent makes a mistake in whatever amount that is, whether it's movable items or real estate, then it could back out. It's not like the regular laws of Oino, which have certain limitations, because the sender could tell the agent, I sent you only for my benefit, not to make things wrong, and therefore that's nullifying the agency, and therefore it's like there was no sale that was ever done. Now, but nearly, says Rambam, it appears to me, Shekena didn't. So the same halacha is Bapetrapis, by a caretaker of the orphan's property. If he makes even a minor mistake, whether the movable items or whether he got real estate, he can back out. And it's not similar to that of the courts, where even if the courts are appointing the caretaker, where if they make a mistake less than a sixth, it is mechila, as we're going to say on the next halacha. Here it's different. They show Yachas because he's an individual, then even minute amount, his agency is not going to be void if he made a mistake. Well, halacha Yud continues regarding what happens if the courts are selling the orphan's properties. So, bezin shemachu nechzisim, if the courts sell the orphan's properties, if they make a mistake, whether with real estate, whether with movable items, so it depends. If the mistake is less than the sixth, hadizim mechila is considered pardoned. Can you like it is by a regular person? Toy b'shtus, if they make a mistake regarding a sixth, batla mekach, that's going to void the sale. Now, v'mrotzu shalei lebatla mekach, but if they want that, it shouldn't nullify the sale. And that just that the price fraud, that differential should be given back. Marzin, you give it back because it can't be that the power of a regular person, where my regular person, even if the Yaino is more than a sixth and it nullifies the sale, if the one who got frauded wants to keep the sale, then the one who frauded cannot hold that back. That cannot be chamehem. That cannot be more severe than the laws of orphans, which the sages are always diligent to try to make sure and take care of their needs. Therefore, if they want it, for sure it's going to be maintained. Nearly says the Rambam, it appears to me that if the court sell the properties or the slaves of orphans, shove a sign. Let's say it was worth 100 and they sell for 200, the buyer cannot back out from them. Because we don't want to have the power of a regular person where he cannot back out, as we say in Halacha Ches, when the price fraud of slaves or properties cannot be more severe than the power of orphans, which you also cannot back out from them. So to a caretaker of the orphan's property, when he sells their property and their slaves, that also the buyer cannot back out when he comes to say no, as it is by that of a regular person. Halachah Beis continues regarding when there's brothers or partners that divide. Regarding brothers and partners that they divide, movable items specifically, because by regarding real estate we said there's no at all. But regarding movable items that they're dividing, they're essentially like buyers, where they're buying from each other when they're splitting. So if the mistake is less than a sixth, so the acquisition is acquired, nothing's given back. More than a sixth, that will avoid the quote-unquote sale, meaning the division. If it's a sixth, it has to give back that fraud. Now, if they stipulate amongst themselves, specifically, that they're going to divide it according to the valuation of the judges, meaning to say that their division will have the same power as it is when the judges evaluate, and then there was an error, that of a sixth, which, although we just said before, when it's that of a sixth, you will be kinda, and the Eino is going to be given back. Here, but l'chalukah, then actually the division will be void. Why? Because when it comes to judges, if they evaluate and they are diminishing a sixth or adding a sixth, there, the sale is going to be void, as we said that idea in Halacha Yud. Regarding the courts, it's more exacting. And therefore, although we said generally by Yishtus, it's going to be Nikdamecha, it's going to be Kona. I say, no, when, if they're doing it according to the evaluation of the judges, so then it's going to be, even just a sixth, is going to nullify that sale. Halacha Yud Gimel. Habehema, the animal, the Hamagolis, and the pearl, the Asayif, and the sword, the Sefer Torah, and the Torah scroll, doesn't make a difference. It's just like all other movable items. And it is going to have the halacha of price fraud. Because there's nothing that does not have the halacha of halacha, except for the four categories that the sages had mentioned, which we said in halacha chas. But when that is that he's selling or buying with his own properties, like we explained in halacha test. Halacha Yidal contains regarding that the laws of halacha applies also to leasing. Just like properties don't have oino, so to the renting of property does not have a shir oino. And therefore, even if he rents a large palace bedinner b'shana for one dinner for a year, or the other way around, or a small barn bedinner b'chol yom, exorbitant amount of paying a dinner every single day, there's no halacha oino. Halacha d'zvav. If someone hires a worker to do work with him, whether with real estate or whether meaning on land or whether with movable items. In lo haynah, there also is no haynah. Neshu kekoyno, it's like buying him for a certain amount of time, like he's like as if he's a slave of his. And like we said, slaves do not have halacha haynah. Halacha design. Now let's say he hired him to plant his land. V'amani says, the worker says, zrati bazvi haroiba. I did. I planted what was appropriate planting, but about eight witnesses came along shezara b'pachas n'arola that actually planted less than what was appropriate. So raises the topic, it's a situation of doubt. On the one hand, maybe there is oino, and he has that because that's a movable thing, the seeds, which he didn't do the right amount. That's oino. Or ain't oino, maybe there's no oino, but the hakarka, because ultimately it was about planting the ground, and regarding land, there's no oino. The figure, therefore, nitva, so since we don't have clear, you cannot extract to get the money back from the defendant, from the worker. And, so you could only make him swear at the most, a rabbinic oath, which you make on property. Because of the element of the land that there is over here. If someone rents vessels or an animal, there is a noya. Why? Because a rental is mechir bas yami. It's like a sale, but for that day. So just like a sale, there's a noya. So to regarding these movable items. Now, so therefore, if there's a noya of a sixth or more, Bein Shnisan Seicha, whether the one that got cheated was the renter, Bein Shnisan Maska, or whether the one who's leasing it out, he got cheated. He's a Machsa Noya, so he's got to give back the Noya, meaning there's no Bittel Mekach, because you can't give back work that was already done, but you got to give back what was cheated. Even after a long period of time, because regarding a rental, there's nothing to show. Usually we say it's limited to amount that you can show. Here there's nothing to show. Halachi Yitches, says Ram, nearly it appears to me, Shakablin Yishleino, a contractor has the laws of Eino. The reason for that is because it's only a worker, like we said in Lach Tezvav, that he's like a Evid. But a Kablin's not like a slave, because he gets to work whenever he wants to. He just has to give back a finished product. So there would be Eino. Ketzer Aso, Kugon Shekim Lelov Lerik Begadzeh. Let's say he accepted upon himself the job to weave for him this garment, Bashar Zuzim for 10 Zuzim. Or Litbar Chalikzeh, to stitch this garment, Bashnei Zuzim for 2 Zuzim. So there is the halacha by Noga there. And either one of the two of them, being Calvin and Balabegad, whether the contractor or the owner of the garment, they could always back out Kamoicher like a seller, which we said in the Perikid Bez, that he could always back out because over there, because he doesn't have it. Here, also by the work that was done, where nothing actual here, could always back out when he finds out that there was a no.